welcome back to the Country Intelligence Report. On the podcast, we explore big ideas, discuss the latest headlines from the worlds of international affairs and consulting. We're excited to have you join us on this incredible journey as we delve into a myriad of fascinating topics and provide impactful insights. Stay tuned as we take you around the globe. Today, we will be discussing the origin and mission of our company, the Country Intelligence Group. We're joined by our founder and managing director, Jeffrey Foreman. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, Kristen, Spencer. I really can't tell you how much I look forward to this discussion today and for the opportunity to share our story. So thank you.
Our pleasure. And I guess we'll dive right in here. So let's talk about your vision for the company. What was your vision for the organization and what really motivated you to branch out on your own and begin your journey in entrepreneurship?
Honestly, I've had an interest in international affairs and a burning desire to try to understand how things work in this world since a very young age. As a curious kid, I remember watching the Berlin Wall fall on the TV with my father. And him saying, remember this, you were watching history be made. And, that moment really caught my attention because my father was not just a mechanic, but he was a mechanic with little interest in world events. And from then on, I always wanted to learn more about the outside world and learn why things happen. And, it wasn't until decades later that I found a way to make a profession out of it, and applying my knowledge I gained from my studies in international affairs, as well as technical skill and statistics, and learned through the professional experiences I had working with data, and especially working with data about people, countries, and organizations. So to define it a little more clearly, it's twofold, really. I want Country Intel to be the go-to source for international program support and execution and human capital solutions. So that's the first thing. But secondly, and just as important, I want the company to be the dominant experts on information collection and trusted providers of critical intel to our clients. And these are things that we are really, really good at. And with some innovation that's in the works here, I don't see if there's any reason why we can't be the best at it in our industry.
Yeah, I completely agree. Just working here, I can tell that you're really locked into that vision, and we've all bought into it for sure. How would you characterize the mission of the company?
Well, Spencer, as you may know, we are very mission focused, and we are very clear on the path towards success within our company. And really, the first mission area is about developing and caring for our employees. And a lot of organizations have something similar in their mission statements and in their value set, but we honestly live it every day. And because we rely on innovation to propel our company forward, we have to develop our expertise in-house, and we have to keep our team motivated each and every day. It's a great group of people here who I have the pleasure of working with, and I think it is because when the company cares about people, the employees care about the company. It's as simple as that. And second, our mission is to demonstrate stellar program execution and client relationships, as you're probably well aware. And by doing this, we make our clients the number one priority in our day-to-day activities. And then by delivering excellent work products that far exceed clients' expectations, it really sets the bar high. And now, what does that say about how a company feels about their clients when they don't deliver excellent results? We don't want to be that, and we aren't. And third, we continue to develop innovative tools, and I've mentioned it a couple times, but the techniques that we come up with to improve our efficiency and accuracy and the quality of our products makes it so that we can more easily accomplish the first two mission areas.
And Jeff, just to kind of co-sign what you said, as an employee of Country Intel, I definitely feel like the company cares about cares about us.
I second that for sure.
So what are the foundational values of the company?
Yeah. Thanks for asking that question. At Country Intel, we certainly live our values every day. And it starts with putting the client first and delivering excellent results every time. We also embody a strong sense of accountability. Every team member owns their successes and their failures. And that's how we continue to grow without compromising quality. And finally, we demonstrate integrity. And what I mean by that is we follow through on commitments to our clients and also to each other within the team. And you know, that's how you build lasting trust across the board.
That makes sense. And again, just speaking from my own experience, that integrity is really what intrigued me about the company. And it really does play a central role in everything we do. That's why we're all just really, really happy to be here. And I think we all definitely buy into that, the values of the company and the mission statement of the company.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to do what you say you're going to do, and you gotta walk the talk, right? So
exactly.
That's exactly right. So let me ask you, what industries and clients does Country Intel service?
Yeah, so Country Intel supports a variety of clients within the government and commercial sectors, but we have a very loyal set of customers within the defense industry. Country Intel team members are doing great things across the Department of Defense or the DoD, contributing to our national security. And we support a variety of international programs, including those related to foreign military sales, security cooperation, international military education and training. And most recently, we've spearheaded the Department of Defense's Women, Peace, and Security initiatives through our support to the Defense Secure Cooperation Agency and the Defense Secure Cooperation University. And aside from that, we also specialize in human capital services, and specifically strategic workforce analysis and planning. It's really one of our bread and butter services. Country Intel, has teams of analysts and consultants who are helping each of the military services implement new department-wide professional certification programs for members of the security cooperation workforce as well, just to highlight some of our in-depth expertise within the human capital realm.
There's really a lot of interesting work that Country Intel does, and we've had the opportunity to speak with a few individuals from the Women, Peace, and Security initiatives. It's been really, really interesting, and learning has been amazing from what they do and the work, that they talked about. So Country Intel is really involved in a wide variety of work across the DoD.
Yeah, that's right. Country Intel supports nearly every DoD component through its current work, either directly or indirectly in some fashion. And we have a strong understanding of the DoD force structure, the very mission sets of different organizations within the DoD, and really how each one operates. So it's not just, tacit support. We really understand what these DoD components are doing and help them achieve their mission.
So that's really fascinating. And, at Country Intel, we do have such a wide variety of expertise. So can you just touch on some of the other types of work that Country Intel gets into?
Yeah, certainly. So we do offer a variety of services, and I've already touched on a few of our key services related to international programs and human capital services. I mentioned the Women, Peace, and Security and analysis. And I encourage you to visit countryintel.com for all the details. But I would like to provide a quick anecdote that highlights a special skill that we have for data collection analysis, if you got a moment.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, great. So real quick here, for some reason, we seem to have a special talent for collecting data that others can't seem to grasp. Haven't really been able to put my finger on exactly why we're so much better at this than others, but it's likely due to the unique data mining experience that we have among some of our core leadership. Designing effective and rapid data collection techniques really comes second nature to a lot of us. In fact, We launched our first telephonic survey many years ago in support of a market research project. And we really surprised ourselves at how fast we accomplished the data collection. And it's really at that moment that we realized how good we were. And in fact, we were able to collect or contact over 55,000 people by phone in less than 3 days. And it was just simply astonishing at what we could do and how fast we could collect data. And needless to say, our customer was absolutely thrilled with collecting the data and having it at their fingertips that fast.
Yeah, that all goes to show that unique edge that Country Intel really does have with our techniques and our expertise. And it really shines through on everything that we do, you know, be it our DoD work or otherwise. And, you know, just to add some context here. So it's been about 10 years since you started the company. How has the company grown in your eyes over the years?
Yeah, well, you know, some things have changed and some haven't. We have certainly grown, but we've maintained our core values since day one. We're keeping the client as a top priority, delivering excellent results, being accountable, and maintaining integrity. Those things have remained constant throughout. But you're right, we are larger now. We've gained more clients, we've honed our capabilities, I've leveraged the latest technology and have attracted some amazing talent from the past couple of years. And that's the most noticeable thing that has changed for me. We have a team of truly special people that are highly motivated, they love their jobs, and they're dependable. We didn't have that luxury of so much talent on the bench when we first started. And it really excites me every day to come to work and be surrounded by such talented professionals.
And again, I have to agree with that. Our peers, they're amazing. So many special talents. And it's a very diverse group. So it's really a great group of individuals to work with. How do you see or how do you envision future expansion?
Yeah, well again, we're going to do it by staying true to our core values and by continuing to innovate. This company is poised for growth. And our clients really seem to enjoy the refreshing approach we have to consulting and supporting their programs. And I think they want more of it. In fact, I know they want more of it.
Let me ask you, what types of services would the company offer to prospective clients that may be listening in and curious about how they can leverage our services for their needs?
Sure. So certainly encourage them to check out our website, countryintel.com. You could also give us a call, reach out via email to set up an introduction. We always look forward to learning about new clients' priorities, the challenges they face, and we'd be honored to help accomplish their mission as well. We have a lot to offer for a lot of different types of organizations and clients.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for your time today. It's been really interesting and fun to learn about how the company got started.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoyed this.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Country Intelligence Report. Please be sure to like and subscribe. For more in-depth analysis, please visit us on Twitter at Country Intel, Instagram, countryintel_report, or visit our website at www.countryintel.com.